Good evening. Welcome back after a wonderful Yom Tov. And as always, we want to begin by thanking our host, Jake Wyman, for his incredible effort, his creativity in putting together this wonderful experience of shirenjoyment.com. Likewise, we want to thank our sponsor for dedicating the shir L'Zecher L'Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. This week is Parshas Noach. Parshas Noach is a beautiful parsha, as we all know, dealing with a great tragedy that came upon the world. The world was basically destroyed. Kehishkes kol basar, sparkei al haaretz, every living creature had become corrupt. They had gone in ways that were improper, which includes arayos, it includes gezel. And the consequence was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to destroy the world. Parsha begins with the exception. The exception to this situation was Noach. And the words of the Parsha tell us, the opening words are, Noach was an ish tzaddik. Eli told us Noach. Noach, who is Noach? Who is this person Noach? He was an ish, a man who is a tzaddik. Tonim hoyo b'dayoysav. He was wholesome in his ways, Esu Elokim, his Palech Noach. Interesting, it says there are three things about Noach. He was a tzaddik, he was wholesome, and Hashem traveled with him. Three different expressions describing his gutzkeit, his goodness. Again, he was a tzaddik, that's number one. Number two, he was tamim, wholesome. And number three, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his halach, he traveled with him. We learn about a tzaddik, the very beginning of Parshas Noach. At the very end of Parshas Noach, we learn about Terach. Terach is a very complicated person. Let's not ignore the fact that Chazal tells us that Terach did teshuvah at the end of his life. Hashem said to Abraham, you will go in the next world to your father, which indicates that Terach had a chilek in Olam Haba. But generally, at least in this parasha, Terach does not come out with a good scorecard. The last pasuk of the parasha tells us, Vayihu yimei Serach, chamei shanim u'mosayim shana. He lived 205 years, Vayomos Terach b'choran. And he died in Choran. Rashi gets the question, really? Did he die in Choran? But Terach, Avram, was only 75 years old when he left. Let me read you the words of Rashi. Rashi says, "V'achar sheyotza Avram mechoron bo le'eretz Kanan, v'hoye shom yoyser mishishim shonam." We know that Terach accompanied, and that Avram was there for another 60 years. Shrei k'siv Yavram ben chomesh shanim v'shivim shana b'tzeisa mechoron. He was 75 years old. V'terach ben shivim shana hoye. He makes the calculation. We're not going to go with the calculation now, but basically it comes out that Terach, Harikuf Memhe with Terach Kishiyot Avram Mecharon, Terach lived another 145 years after Avram left Choron to travel to Eretz Yisrael to fulfill Hashem's request, Hashem's command, Lech Lecha, Me'aretzchem, Me'latchem, Be'sadichel Eretz Asher Arego. Adai Nishadu Mishnoisav Harbe Vulama Hikdimakos of Misasa Shelterach Litsyasa Shalavam. So why then does the end of the parasha mislead us by making it sound that Terach died before the command of Hashem instructing Avram Lech Lecha? After Avram left, Terach was still alive for many, many more years. Very famous Rashi. And the answer is that Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote the psukim out of order in order to cover, so to speak, for Avram. No one should say that he was not mechabed his father, he was not busy with the mitzvah of kibud avoim. V'lam hikdim akalakos v'mitzvah terach liyitzah shel Avram shlo yehei adavar mufursam lakol v'yayimru loikiyem Avram es kibud aviv shenichoy zaken, he left him as a zaken v'holach lo and disappeared. L'fichach kira'oy hakos v'meis. So the pasuk says it's as if the Terach died, and then Avraham was alone. There was no longer a requirement of Kibud Av for Avram, and that's why he was free to do Hashem's will and go and explore the land of Eretz Yisrael. And it should not be blatant in the pasuk that he was not mechabed his father. That's Rashi's first interpretation. And then Rashi says something which is relevant for our topic tonight. The oid is another reason why it calls him that as if he died. Because even though he was really physically alive, wicked people are considered dead when they're alive. The oid, shehorishoim af bechayehem, even when they are alive, kiruyim mesim. And by tzaddikim, it's just the opposite. By tzaddikim, af b'misosim kiruyim chayim. Shenemar u'b'noyo ben Yehoyada ben Yishchai, b'no ben Yehoyada, there, even though he was not alive, he was called a ben Yishchai. So in other words, Rashi's second answer is that the reason why it says at the end of the pasuk, v'yomos terach b'choron, means he died, he was considered dead in his lifetime because he led a very unproductive and improper life. Now, you may ask, what exactly did he do? He was an idolater? Rashi clearly here says he was a Rasha. A Rasha? Again, one more time, the Ocho Horishoim, wicked people, and the subject of this Rashi clearly refers to Terach. Even in their lifetime, kiruyim mesim. So let's look at this. The very beginning of Parashas Noach begins with the topic, the description of a tzaddik. Eile told us Noach. Noach, ish tzaddik. The very last pasuk of this parasha deals with a rasha. Vayomos terach bechoron. He died. He didn't die. He was alive. But because he was a Rasha, that's why the pasuk describes him as if he had died. So the first pasuk is Megale Tzadik, and the last pasuk discusses a Rasha. What exactly is a Tzadik, and what exactly is a Rasha? These are very hard terms to define. Chazal say, Ein Tzadik, it's a pasuk, Ein Tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh toiv v'lo yecheta. There's no tzaddik in the world that does only good and does not do evil. Just because a person does an avera, a person stumbles, doesn't automatically make him into a rasha. How do we find the precise translation of the word tzaddik and rasha? How can we define it in words? So, you know, we have in Tanakh examples of tzaddikim. For example, Yosef HaTzaddik. It was very common that the reason why we call Yosef HaTzaddik is because he was omed, he was able to withstand the test of Eshes Potiphar. Any person that is tested and is able to overcome a difficult situation with the Yetzahara is called a tzaddik. So Yosef fits that description. Let's give another example. Yosef supported his brothers. Yosef supported the whole world, for that matter, the whole civilized world. A person that's a mashbir, a provider, is called a tzaddik. These are the two very common explanations as what makes a person into a tzaddik, to be able to withstand nitzyonos and to show generosity to other people. However, in light of the fact that in this week's parasha we have a sandwich where the very first pasuk describes a tzaddik, and the very last pasuk describes a rasha, perhaps through the observation of comparing the two polar extremes of this concept of tehi tzaddik ve'al tehi rasha, we know that when the person comes into this world, the person is his mother's womb, the malach says to the person, swear, be a tzaddik, do not be a rasha, we have an advantage. We have an advantage of studying the bookend and trying to find some similarity, some type of common thread which would give us a grasp on a more defined meaning of the word tzaddik v'rasha. And indeed, we do. First Rashi here tells us what a tzaddik is, something that we would possibly overlook, but here there's more definition. Eile told us, Noach Ish Tzadik Kamim Hoya B'Dereisa, Rashi says, Dover Acher, L'Lamdecha, the very first Rashi in the Parsha, She'ikar told Oseim Shel Tzadikim Ma'asim Tovim. The primary progeny of a Tzadik are his good deeds. Eile told us Noach. So Rashi tells us told us means his progeny. The told us of a person, Noach Ish Tzadik, Tam Hayar is good deeds. But then it goes on to say, this is more a bit of a homily. Jush, Vayolid Noach Shloshavonim, Eshem Eschon V'Yashofes. Noach had children. And we have to note that Noach was very successful in Chinuch Habonim. The fact that his children merited to be saved in the Teva. The fact that after the Mabul was over, from Shem came the entire, came Klal Yisrael, came Avraham, and through that came Klal Yisrael. And we even find a very positive mention of Yefes, who in the incident of where Noach became intoxicated, he had Derech Eretz to not look at his father's shame and cover him. And that Chazal tell us he was rewarded in Tan Muchemes Gogu Magog, they will be buried. There was a midah of respect for his father. We have to appreciate that this was the chinuch of Noach. You may ask, what about Chum? It's a good question. But Noach did succeed in raising children that participated, assisted him in the Teva, and it was Shem and Chum, the Torah mentions for good things to a degree. And this is introduced within the framework of Toldos, which although Rashi here says the Toldosim, the good deeds, but we cannot ignore the fact that Toldos means progeny. And the Torah tells us the progeny is Shem, Chum, and Yefes. At least in the beginning, before the Mabul, Noach was a tzaddik because he attempted, he aspired to raise children that went in his way. At the end of the parasha, we learn about Terach. Rashi just says he was wicked, but the Rashi before that, a few Rashis back, Rashi tells us about the death of Choron. And Rashi tells us that Terach complained to Nimrod that he has a son by the name of Avram who smashed his idols. And Terach's response was, if that's the case, we have to punish him. And Nimrod did not hold back from taking Avram and throwing him, attempting to murder him by throwing him into a fire, the Ur Kasdim. This was instigated, this behavior was triggered by Terach. Terach took his child, who went against the corruption, the idolatry of this world, and deliberately tried to silence him, tried to eliminate him by speaking to Nimrod. What was he thinking, Terach? Nimrod was a murderer. What are you thinking? Obviously, Terach did not want his child, his next generation, to go in the way of serving Hashem. He wanted his child to continue the course of being a denier of Hashem's existence and following a corrupt and immoral society. So when we look at the sandwich, we look at the bookends of this week's parasha, the tzaddik of Noach and the rosha of Terach, and we look further and read what it says in the pasuk, Eile toldos Noach, Noach ish tzaddik. And then it says, what was the tzidkis, what was the toldos? Vayoled Noach, Shloshavonim, Eshein Eschon V'Yashofes. This lends us to interpret, it's not perfect, we have to support this by doing more research, but there's certainly a flavor that part of the meaning of being a tzaddik, in order to enter into that exclusive club being a tzaddik, a person has to have a desire and work on raising children that follow in the ways of Hashem. No guarantees for anything. We all know that. This is a very complicated world. But a person, Noach, was not successful with regard to Chum. But Noach's goal was to raise a family that goes in the ways of Hashem. We know that when Hashem praised Avram, Hashem said that He loves Avram. What is it about Avram that Hashem loves? That Avram leman asher yitzave esbonov acharov lishmar derech Hashem. What Hashem loves about Avram, and which Rashi comments that this entire pasuk later in Parashas Lech Lecha is all about. Parashas Vayera is all about Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Once Hashem already mentioned Avram, He now wants to praise Him. The praise is that Avram is the person who commands Yitzav Es Beisai to go in the Derech Hashem. Nimrod is just the opposite. He complained to Nimrod that my son is a Shomer Torah Mitzvos and he has to be eliminated, thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh. That's a Rasha. We take over here out of this Parsha, and by analyzing other segments, a different definition, a new dimension to the thrust of righteousness and wickedness. A tzaddik is someone who is engaged in bringing forth a new generation of individuals, people, children, who go in the Derech Hashem. A Rasha is a person who is engaged in putting an end to the service of Hashem, preventing a new generation coming forth that is loyal, faithful to the ways of Hashem. Again, commonly when we speak about a tzaddik, we say, what is a tzaddik? A tzaddik is a person that's a good person. He has challenges in life and is able to overcome the challenges. What is a Rasha? A Rasha is a wicked person, a person who steals, a person who engages in satisfying his Yetzirah, who is selfish and doesn't care for the good and benefit of society. That certainly is correct. But when we study Parashat Noach, we open up with the definition of a tzaddik regarding Noach, and we conclude with the last pasuk, Terach, who Rashi tells us the reason why it says that he died is because even though he may have been physically alive, he was wicked, he's dead. And what was his wickedness? Rashi says there a few lines before. He told Nimrod that this individual, Avram, should be eliminated. We don't want a world, a new generation, a future generation of people who recognize Hashem and promote the service of Hashem. People in this world who are trying to make changes and trying to put an end to belief in Hashem, trying to create a future in a society where there's less recognition of Hashem and less service, these are wicked people. People whose agenda is to bring into the next generation, to set up ways that our future will include more appreciation of Hashem, more opportunity to serve Hashem in the fulfillment of Torah mitzvos. These are tzaddikim. Tzaddikim live on forever. Even when they physically pass from this world, tzaddikim are alive. Wicked people who attempt to destroy the future, they're dead, even if their body is physically alive. On Rosh Hashanah, we devote a significant chunk of the Shemona Esrei to Noach. We say there in the Shemona Esrei, we ask Hashem, we remind Hashem, V'gamitz Noach bi'ahavo zacharta, but if g'dei b'dvar Yeshua v'rachamim, you remembered him with salvation and mercy, b'aviyachas ne'amabu, v'shachis kol bosim n'irei ma'aleim, al-kein z'chroi ne'bol b'fonech Hashem Elokeinu, Laharba Zaroi, his seed, Ka'afas Tevel, like the dust of the world, that sets off the Chol Hayom. And we go and we mention Psukim. Well, why do we mention Noach? Why is Noach a central theme in the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah? The answer is that this idea, I think, it comes at a new dimension. Noach is called a tzaddik. We know that we come to the Yom Hadin, there are tzaddikim gemurim. It is decided immediately they will live. Rishaim, it is decided they will die. And we're in the middle of Beinonim. We're in the middle. We are going to be a tzaddik. We're going to be a rasha. We come to identify with the tzaddik. V'gamas noyach. Noyach was a tzaddik. When it's the Yom Hadin, we're Beinonim. Are we the tzaddikim? Where it's written v'chaim. Are we the rishon that it's chas v'shalom not v'chaim? We're the Beinonim. We come to connect. Let's be like Noyach. And what is Noyach? What is the attribute of a tzaddik that we need to grab onto on the Yimei Hadin? And the truth is, every day, Chazal tell us, is a day of judgment to on a lesser degree. It's to plan for the future. The Nekuda, the element of a tzaddik, is not just to conquer the Yetzer Hara, to learn another Daf Gemara, to do a mitzvah, to do chesed. Absolutely. But there's another dimension, is to plan for the future. To do something in our life that will set a path for the next generation. To plant seeds so that the next generation will be able to have opportunities to serve Hashem, will have a greater appreciation of Hashem in all the multiple ways that one can do. One can raise children. One can teach students. One can set up foundations. One can be involved in different programs. A tzaddik is about doing something that will sprout in the future. Rosh Hashanah and the Din is all about, will we have a future? And we need to connect ourselves to tzaddikim, whose essence is planning, creating a foundation for a better future. A future of spirituality, a future that is centered and focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for listening, and may this year be a wonderful year of success and blessing for one and all. Jake Wyman, our very special host, all of the very Choshen Rabbanim who give shiurim here. I always want to give a shout out to Rabbi Mayevsky. Rabbi Mayevsky, he introduced me. He introduced me to Jake and all of the other wonderful people. A special shout out to Mitch Green. Every week, he very with dedication, devotion, very diligently. He contacts me to make sure everything's okay with the title of the shiur, and he deserves special appreciation, as well as every one of our listeners. Have a wonderful evening, and all the best to you all. Good night.